Revelation, chapter 17. Then one of the seven angels with the seven bowls came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute, who sits on many waters. The kings of the earth were immoral with her, and those who dwell on the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her immorality." And the angel carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness, where I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names, and had seven heads and ten horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. She held in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the impurities of her sexual immorality, and on her forehead a mysterious name was written, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth. I could see that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and witnesses for Jesus, and I was utterly amazed at the sight of her. "Why are you so amazed?" said the angel. "I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw, it was, and now is no more, but is about to come up out of the abyss and go to its destruction. And those who dwell on the earth, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, will marvel when they see the beast that was, and is not, and yet will be. This calls for a mind with wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. But when he does come, he must remain for only a little while. The beast that was, and now is not, is an eighth king, who belongs to the other seven, and is going into destruction. The ten horns you saw are ten kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but will receive 1 hour of authority as kings, along with the beast. These kings have one purpose, to yield their power and authority to the beast. They will make war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will triumph over them, because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and he will be accompanied by his called and chosen and faithful ones. Then the angel said to me, "The waters you saw, where the prostitute was seated, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns and the beast that you saw will hate the prostitute. They will leave her desolate and naked, and will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put into their hearts to carry out his purpose, by uniting to give their kingdom to the beast, until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman you saw is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth.